I speak to you in the name of the living God. I should rather say we speak to you in the name of the living God. I'm not the only one who's going to speak today. As you can see in your leaflet, it has sermon in my name and also says with a little help from my friends. We're not going to sing the famous Beatles song. Or are we? No, we don't think so. Something a little different today. Occasionally, usually quarterly, we've had meetings that we've called parish family gatherings, or kind of a mini annual meeting without the voting, as a way to just update the parish as to kind of what the hot items are that either the vestry is dealing with or we're struggling with or working on in the parish, what our leadership is dealing with. And so we thought, as instead of doing that after the service in the chapel where hardly anybody shows up, we would at least highlight a couple of things right here and now when we have people's undivided attention. So our wardens, a couple of them anyway, are going to help me with this. Whitney is going to say a few things, and Gary is going to speak. And as I looked at the gospel lesson, it seemed an appropriate time to do this, and also an appropriate time as we are just about ready to launch our stewardship emphasis for this year. The disciples said to Jesus, "Increase our faith. Increase our faith." It's a request. Perhaps it's also a prayer. I know people request lots of things. And sometimes pray for lots of things. How many people, when they say their prayers, say the words or something like it, "Increase my faith"? There was one. There's two. Maybe there's three. They're reluctant hands kind of going up. Three out of... That bar's pretty low. You know, we ask and pray for lots of things. Good health, long life, money, security. Perhaps we're even more generous and pray for those things for other people. Increase our faith. One of the things I'm aware that I often, usually, pray for, it's a simple prayer, and it is a prayer for only that I be knowledgeable of God's will for my life, and then a prayer that I be enabled to do that which God wills. One could say it's a very inward-focused prayer. It's not a prayer for you. I'm hoping, perhaps, that you'll pray that same prayer, that you'll have knowledge of God's will for your life and the ability to do it. I don't know what God has in store for you. The apostles are saying, increase our faith. If we would look back in the chapters before our reading today, and some of which we've covered over the last few months in our readings here, we see that Jesus has been pushing the disciples pretty hard. Now, they've been busy, not just in the things that they're doing, but also in the things that they're having to consider. And recently he's been talking a lot about riches, money, resources. Leaning in really close to the disciples, he's saying, now, things are hard, I know that, but they're going to get harder. They're going to get harder. So it's no wonder that they're asking that their faith be increased. They're tired, they're exhausted, they're worn out. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. They need help. It's sometimes painful, this business of discipleship. And we can probably all relate to that as we think about the work that we do, even maybe particularly the work we do in church. It's not for the weak-hearted. But as we do this work, perhaps, maybe secretly, we hope that something will come out of it, that there'll be some kind of reward for us. I mean, in the old days, that old-time religion, we'd be promised a good seat on the 50-yard line in heaven, maybe at the right hand or the left in glory. We toil in this life, and in the sweet by and by we'll receive our reward. Some folks still preach that type of gospel. Jesus might seem a little harsh on his disciples when he says, you know, if you just had faith of the mustard seed, you could do amazing things. You could, you know, tell that. I don't even know what a mulberry bush looks like. Do we have any on the property, Dave?
I don't think so.
No. But we have other trees. What's that one out there? That's a holly. Yeah, I knew that. Not the first one there. That's not holly, is it? Whatever. It's a holly. If we had faith, just maybe the size of one of those little holly berries, we could say, up. Be transplanted over here somewhere. Most of us don't believe that we have that faith. Or even if we did, it would actually happen. But that's what Jesus says. But he's not criticizing. He's not saying, if you just had your act together. What he's saying is, if you just had a little bit of faith, implicit in that is the acknowledgement that they do. If you just have the little bit of faith that you do have, you can accomplish all sorts of things. Maybe not everything, but you can accomplish enough. So the disciples aren't making an unreasonable demand. They're just asking for a little help to get by. And Jesus reminds them they have all they need. They have all they need. Sure, we can all grow in our faith, in our understanding of the power and presence of God in our lives, but just a little bit goes a long way. We pray for a lot of things. We pray for more people to fill in these pews. We never get any up here in the front. The back row, even the back row is not full today. It's always full. We pray for greater participation in our many events here. We wish that more people would come to Christian education. We wish that more people would come when we have an evening program, to our choir presentations or other music performances. We wish that more people would volunteer of their time when it's time to park cars or boil lobsters or do any number of things. We pray, or at least we request, for more of these things, but they don't seem to come. We will start inviting in about a week for more people to participate in our stewardship emphasis for the year. Increase our faith. And Jesus says, if you just had, and you do, a little bit, it'll be enough. It'll be enough. I want to ask for a little help from my friends at this point to talk about some of the things that we need help with. So we'd call upon Whitney. She changed places.
Just to keep you on your toes.
Jackie tells me I have to introduce myself when I stand up here. So I'm Whitney Shandor, your rector's warden. I want to talk to you about stewardship and fundraising, which go hand in hand. And it's that time of year. And Gary's going to come up here in a few minutes and talk to you about financial things. And he will explain, or I will explain, that when we go into preparing a budget, we know that we have fixed expenses, things that we must pay. We have to pay salaries. The government gets really uppity if we don't do the payroll withholding. We have to maintain our buildings. We have to keep the lights on. These are things that are steady, regular expenses that we know that we have. And then we have discretionary expenses. I'm not going to go into what the discretionary expenses are because I might mention something you don't care about and you'll tune me out for the rest of what I'm going to say. But we need to really give some thought to the fact of, are we willing to give our time and our leadership to fundraising to bring in the income that we need for our discretionary items? Are we willing to write a check? Because we need to do one or the other, or some of these things are going to go away. This past Thursday afternoon, we had a meeting of 9 people about Cookie Bake. Many of them were past chairmen of Cookie Bake, who know a great deal more about it than I do. All I've ever done is come and sit at that big table and paint Santa Claus cookies. But they explained to us that we do not have the large number of committed leaderships people to fill the positions in order to pull off Cookie Bake. There's 6 weeks prep time that needs to go into this that involves ordering the materials, not the least of which are the almonds that have to come from California. And we don't have our chairman, and we have not started to do the prep work, and we are way behind the eight ball. And it was the collected wisdom of these past chairmen that we do not have the personnel to pull off Cookie Bake this year. And so with some reluctance, I'm going to have to go to the vestry next week and say, I don't think we can do it. Saturday, I sat down with the outreach committee, who came with wonderful ideas of what they want to do for the rest of this fall and for next year. They're a dedicated group of people with tremendous enthusiasm to reach out to the community and care for people in need. Some of their projects include Aid for Friends, working with the New Hope Cares Committee to talk about drug education in the schools for drug overdose prevention, Mary Miller's Blood Drive, which is coming up in a little bit, things like hats and gloves for the Fisherman's Mark over in Lambertville. All of these are things that we need to put our support behind and work on. But they also take money. We this year lost our house tour, and now it looks like Cookie Bake is not going to take place. So God bless Jackie Griffiths and Rosemary Ferraro and Mike Yant. They are going to pull together a meeting on, I believe, the 13th of October. Is that right, Jackie? To brainstorm new ideas for fundraising. Maybe we're just bored with the cookies. I don't know what the answer is, but we need to come up with some enthusiasm for some new fundraising ideas. Hopefully, we will have a plan for next year which will lay out new projects for us and leadership for those projects. The house tour is gone. But there is still an event in October that you should know about. The day school, in conjunction with the Sunday school, is putting on a fair on October 15th that will have many opportunities for people to get involved. Or if you can't be here on that date, there's always the option of writing a check in support of their plans. If you are upset about this, and I am one of the people that am not happy, there are three things that you can do right now. You can attend the day school's fair and or support them with cash. You can attend Jackie's meeting for new fundraising ideas for next year. And, excuse me, you can take the money that you would have expended on cookies, $25 a box, I believe is the going rate, and put it in the cookie jar. In fact, after the 8 o'clock service, I already have money in my cookie jar, which I'm very pleased to report. So you can help fund the lack of cash that would have come from the cookie bake by making a donation. I will leave the cookie jar out on the table, so you'll have plenty of time to get to it. Our sermon this morning talks about the mulberry seed. And by the way, Rick, a mulberry tree is a very large tree.
Is it?
It is. Okay. When we first came to Bucks County, we lived on Mulberry Hill. It's the name of the farm, and we had five of them. They are the size of oak trees or larger. They're really big trees. When I was a kid, every Sunday when I went to church, I had a little necklace that I wore. Some of you are nodding with me already. It was a little globe on the end of it that had a mustard seed embedded in it. And it was my favorite thing. I wore it every Sunday morning. And I can remember as a child thinking, that's really not very hard to have that much faith. It's just a little tiny seed. It's so small that they have to put it in a magnifying globe so that you can see it. I have faith that even if we don't do cookie bake, we can still fill the cookie jar. I yield to Gary.
Good morning. I should introduce myself as well. I'm Gary Wilmore, your treasurer. I spent the better part of yesterday evening putting down all my thoughts and comments on 3x5 cards, and they're on my bureau. So I will spare you the lengthy speech, but I would ask you to turn your attention to the graphic that's inserted into your program for the morning. It brings everybody up to date on where we stand financially at the end of the third quarter of the year. Visually, I know it's a little difficult to see and read, but from my perspective, I think we're right on target for where we would like to be. With that said, if there's any questions that are come to mind, please don't hesitate to ever come and ask me the question. I don't have a great memory for current absolute details, but I've got access to a fairly substantial database, and my turnaround time is pretty short, so I can get back to you. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I would like to mention that I've just completed the very, very preliminary budget for next year, and I've done something a little unique this year in that I've left several of the line items vacant. Most conspicuously, I don't have any projection for pledge or plate. I have identified the expense side, which is fairly easy to do by virtue of the fact that, as Whitney mentioned, there are significant fixed expenses that we deal with each and every year, and they're fairly stable and they're fairly projectable. The discretionary expenses are items that include maintenance things that we would like to have to do or would like to do but don't necessarily have to do. We can kick them down the road a ways. There are programs and outreach things that we would like to do, but then again, we don't have to do if we can't fund them. So that preliminary budget will be presented to you when the stewardship campaign begins. A year ago, we had about 140-plus participants as pledge members. I consider a pledge commitment to be your acknowledgement of membership in this community. This current year, we have just under 130 pledge units. We are down some. I know there's a small number of people that think they're pledging but never turned in a pledge card. So they're actually part of the plate participation the way it's recorded. I would like to close by encouraging all of you to consider your pledge as a commitment to your membership, and I would ask you to please consider the feasibility of increasing your pledge to offset some of the revenue shortfall from our fundraising efforts until we can come up with fresh ideas to replenish those dollars. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I guess so. Should I say no right now?
Good morning. I'm Trey Wilson. I am the People's Warden. And it has occurred to me as I'm just sitting there and we're talking about issues of faith, I'm looking at the scripture that we had from 2 Timothy. And that is to remind us all that as the body of Christ, we have already been given the spirit of power, of love, and in self-discipline. And like any muscle, if you want to grow it, you got to exercise it. And faith falls into that category. So if you want to increase your faith, it's a muscle. Start exercising it. But guess what? You've already been given the spirit of power and love and self-discipline to do it.
He just read the end of my sermon. Sort of. We can be left when we hear such things as decrease in income or fundraisers. But Gary also says that we're in pretty good shape because we've made adjustments in our expenses. So we're okay. Except there's much that we aren't able to do because we have less to do it with. But we do continue to have faith. And more than that, we're we have a God who continues to abide with us and to watch over us and to lead us into new and creative ways of being a people of faith. Things change. A part of life is death. Some things go away and new things are raised up. This last month at our vestry meeting, a new adventure has begun in that after many, 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 many years of consideration, the vestry has established an endowment fund, along with the establishment of a legacy society in memory of Doug MacArthur. And this will be an opportunity for people to make gifts and to leave gifts in their wills to Trinity that will not just be spent the moment we get them, but will be set aside to fund special ministry for years and years and years to come. You'll hear more about that in the weeks and the months and the years to come. So it's another way in which we fund our ministry, not from the selling of things or the making of things or the buying of things, but through our stewardship that is memorialized over time. Increase our faith. Increase our faith. We feel as if we need more. And more will be given. But God has already given to us more than we will ever need to be a community of faith in this time and in this place. And the reward which we shall receive for these good works, well, discipleship is its own reward. To be that and to become that which God has created us to be. Lord Jesus, don't give us more faith, but through the power of your Spirit, teach us to use the faith that you have already given us. Call us to things that are hard and that are true, knowing that a life of service to you, is its own reward. Amen.